Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have told you repeatedly about the tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities for retired employee pensions and health care benefits by governments at the federal, state, and local levels. Simply, government officials know, but are doing everything possible to avoid telling their constituents that the promised benefits will never be paid at today's relative purchasing power. Today is an important day in how these hidden government deficits will finally start to be disclosed. For state and local governments whose fiscal years begin after today, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board will now require a more thorough disclosure of these unfunded liabilities in their financial statements. Some of these governments, far too late, have already partially disclosed past government fiscal mismanagement and deception. The City of Lansing, with more than $650 million in unfunded liabilities, is one of them. However, federal government politicians and bureaucrats are ducking their head in the sand, hoping that the public doesn't realize the extent of this looming financial catastrophe until the future. You should understand that governmental deception about the extent of unfunded liabilities is a worldwide problem. Because of this, right now, the 4th International Pension Conference of Montreal is taking place in Quebec. Almost 200 speakers, including representatives from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, United Nations, World Trade Organization, The Wall Street Journal, and Bloomberg are addressing attendees at this four-day conference. Speakers include two former heads of state and multiple current finance ministers. This event is a forum for government policymakers, political advisors, financial experts, pension plan administrators, actuaries, and others to work together to solve these financial crises. I am shocked that there is not a single speaker there representing the United States government. Perhaps just as scary to me is the fact that this major international conference has been subject to almost a total news blackout in the United States. I have a request of each of you. Would you contact your newspaper, magazine, television, or radio news media and ask them when they will be reporting in detail on unfunded government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits? Thank you. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.